Flag goes in the air, and this time Huntington jumped offside without a doubt. 5 yards. That's going to give the Red Devils enough, I think, for a first down. It should. Could be close. Short about a half a yard. So it's going to be second and less than a yard for a Red Devil first down at the Red Devil 40 or 37-yard line. So we're going to have to root a little bit here for the Red Devils. Ken, we'll go get them on the scoreboard. 7 minutes remaining in the third period. 14-0 Huntington. Pinnell gives on the near side. Gives room to Woodson. Woodson gets over the 40. Good for a first down as he moves up to the 44-yard line. Butch Woodson getting some running room that time. Big hole opened up by Danny James and Nick Nowicki. First and 10 for the Red Devils. They place the ball at the Red Devil 44-yard line. And the Red Devils now getting some of that momentum that they had late in the second period.
Yeah, Oakville's got to go 11 yards to get a first down. It's not right.
One of the officials stopped Bluey's whistle, the yard marker on the far side. They have Oak Hill having to go about 11 yards to get a first down, according to the chain.
It's close.
All set to go. High formation. Pinnell, the quarterback. Pinnell on the give, up the middle this time. It's Woodson or Martin, the ball carry, and he got nowhere. Back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe forward motion carried him a yard to the 45. As they pile up, they place it at the 45-yard line. Give him a yard on the play, so it's going to be second and 9. Second and 9 for the Red Devils. Nothing ball game. Huntington out in front. Straight T formation. Pinnell pitches out to Woodson. Woodson cuts off tackle and he got nowhere. Woodson that time cut off tackle, and if he had cut outside, he may have gotten some yardage, but he elected to cut in, got back to the line of scrimmage, and no more, and a penalty pending as the official is talking to the captain of the Huntington team. Nope. No penalty. He was just talking to him. Third and 9 for the Red Devils at the Red Devil 46-yard line. Watch for a pass play this time, fellas, to Woodson across the middle. Beckley leading Greenbrier East 33-0. Pinnell back to pass. Screen pass set up. It's complete to Martin. Martin over the 50. On down to the Greenbrier East 41-yard line. And a first and 10 for the Red Devils at that point. Did he drop it? Oh, man, he was sure moving.
Surely at Van Meter Stadium, it's now Beckley 39, Welch nothing.
Where did he drop that ball? Good gracious sakes. Fourth down situation for the Red Devils. Man, I thought he had it.
I never seen that ball hit the ground.
Turn around and run with it anyway,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, I never did see it hit the ground.
Well, back in punt formation goes Butch Woodson at the 31. A tough break for the Red Devils, and it looked good. The snap, Woodson boots it out of there. Jones waiting on it.
Good punt.
And it rolls down pass inside the 15, on down to the 11-yard line, and rolled dead with a back hop at the 12-yard line. So 4 minutes remaining to be played in the third period with the score Huntington 14, Oak Hill nothing. The Red Devils now have Huntington deep in their own territory with a first and 10 at their own 12-yard line.
Time out.
The official calls for a momentary timeout while he helps Jerry Pinnell adjust his shoulder pad. Next week, Independence High School over at Independence. Cole City will be over there to broadcast the game in case you can't go for play-by-play broadcast about 8 o'clock. The only game I dread to call this year, boys, is Fayetteville, because you know where we got to go? We got to go over on the top of that little outhouse they got, and it's going to rain as sure as my name Shirley. It does every year. There's a handoff. Up the middle it goes to Wade, the left half back, and he gets 3 yards as he moves out near the 15-yard line.